one here for you, Chris, from Richard in Canada, actually. And he says, really enjoy the show. Listen every week while working in the lab in Montreal. A question occurred to me the other day walking to school. Wondering how much heavier deciduous trees get in the summertime relative to winter when they don't have any leaves on.
I would say, I was thinking about this, I don't think it's very much heavier. Relative to the weight of the tree, I don't think it is. If you look at how many leaves there are on a big tree, and I know this, I looked this up because I don't know how many leaves there are on a big tree, and the last review I could find was 1970-something, and someone did actually do a count.
Okay.
48-foot maple tree, 177,000 leaves.
That's a lot of leaves.
It's a lot. It's a sixth, the air surface area of that's a sixth of a hectare, a sixth of an acre, so it's a lot of leaf area that it's presenting to the sun. Now, the average weight of a leaf is between 1 gram and 5 grams for a big leaf, like a horse chestnut.
Okay.
So, if you assume that there's about 200,000 leaves on a tree, and you times it by 5, that's a million grams. Well, there's 1,000 grams in a kilo, so that's 1,000 kilos or 1 ton. So
okay.
All the leaves on the tree together weigh about 1 ton.
Which is about the same as a small cow, isn't it? Small family cows.
Yeah, it's about the size of a car. It's not a huge weight given that the wood of the tree weighs a hell of a lot more than that does.
Absolutely.
So, and I think that the big problem that leaves pose is their surface area because they trap wind. And this means the wind exerts a big force on the tree, and it's actually the wind effect rather than the physical weight of the leaves that makes the big difference.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons why they lose the leaves in the winter, so that they can avoid being blown over by the winter storms.
Now, talking about the winter time,